Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks lower. Let's head right over to the First Word breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. Here he is, Bill Maloney.
Good afternoon, Charlie. Modest losses for the main U.S. averages right now, with the Dow currently down 36 points, S&P's dropped 2, and NASDAQ is lower by 4. The small cap 600 is down 3 points, and the U.S. 10 yield at 2.21%. Six of the main 11 S&P sectors are trading lower, led by losses in energy, financials, and healthcare. Telecom and utilities lead to the upside. NASDAQ Biotech's dropped 37, transports gained 6, semis rise 5, and the VIX is higher by 4%. Leaders to the downside in the Dow are Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and American Express, while Verizon and 3M led to the upside. In deal news, American Tower is set to explore an acquisition of Spain's Cellnex. And in other news, Fed's Brainard says further policy tightening likely is appropriate soon, and Amazon hit $1,000 per share. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Bill Maloney. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk, S-Q-U-A-W-K, on your terminal. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
For the city and the city here doubling as the issuer when we're talking about muni bonds. To talk about muni bonds, we're going to bring in Hardy Mangus. He's the head of municipal dealer sales at Market
Access. That's a solid muni bond tune.
That is a solid muni bond tune. Though I feel like any kind of like we got to bring back Dave Wilson, because Bruce
Foghat.
Springsteen is a very muni guy too.
On.
You know,
here I am in San Francisco. We got Foghat.
we're connecting worlds. Thanks a lot for joining, Hardy. Let's talk about munis, because it feels like it's a very interesting time to talk about municipal bond sales. We got Illinois in the spotlight. We obviously have Puerto Rico taking more and more of the headlines here. Is this a time is when investors try to figure out where to go after the Trump trade dies, for the most part, I think, and figures out where to put their money? Are munis a place that they want to be?
Hey, Corey and Oliver. Thanks very much for having me. I mean, look at the technical picture of the municipal market, right? It's very solid. It's very positive, basically back to post-election levels for high-grade municipal bonds, right? And it's from a couple of different factors. It could be anywhere from the manageable supply, right? There's not that many bonds around in the marketplace. New issuance is anywhere from 10 to 15% lower than last year. You have the interest rate curve flattening, right? So you have short rates higher and long terms lower. Your summer is going to have a fair amount of redemption money coming back into the marketplace, more so that creates a negative new issuance in terms of new deals being priced and then redemptions into the marketplace. And we continue to see that happening. You'll still have some headline risk out there, right? You'll have the environment that you're speaking about right now. You also have some headline risk from the administration, just depending on the tax exemption and the support of the tax exemption. But right now, the marketplace does not seem to be worried about really much. Rates are substantially lower than they were. Fund flows are higher and growing, and the positive returns from the last 6 months are pretty impressive. So I think in terms of the investment grade municipal bond market, right, smooth sailing ahead.
What does this mean for the entities that are borrowing? They're surely getting much better rates than they might otherwise.
It means that there's a fair amount of demand, depending on the issuer. It means that there's a fair amount of demand from all facets of the marketplace for new issuance. Right, so new issuance is lower. Look at this week, where there's maybe $4 to $4.5 billion being priced in the marketplace. If year to date, if that number is 10 to 15% less than simple supply and demand, it's pushing rates down. It's helping borrowers in the investment grade market. The different types of markets, in terms that you mentioned, Chicago or Puerto Rico, or depending on various sectors within those, would be different entities. But your investment grade municipal bond market is funding very easily, and there's a fair amount of demand for paper as we speak.
So, Hardy, I wonder who is buying municipal bonds right now, where there seems to have been a bit of a wake-up call surrounding Puerto Rico. When you look back 2013, 2014, I remember covering at the time, I was writing about municipal bonds, the 8% Puerto Rico issue that was scooped up by hedge funds and all these different types of investors that wanted to get a little bit of a search for yield. I wonder in the market right now, as they continue to assess what kind of haircut they're going to get and to what extent, if any, from some of those Puerto Rico bonds. I mean, what kind of investors are out there that are searching for munis right now? Do they want to buy the Illinois-type stuff that's still going to be, you know, have a higher yield? Are they going to search for places that are a little bit more risky? Or is it a different type of investor that just wants it in the pocket for the long haul?
I think it's a combination of everything. I do think it's one of the indications is the increase in the separately managed account business. And how various types of portfolios are moving from direct participation into the SMA business. You can see that in various number of volume indicators. But to each his own. There's definitely different demand for different types of paper, including the taxable counterparts of some of the issuers that you mentioned. Remember, the taxable business is very appeals to different sets of borrowers. It can be global in nature. It's very apropos to electronic trading, and it all trades on spread, and everything gets calculated correctly. So it just depends on the nature of the marketplace that you're talking about, whether it's taxable or tax-exempt within the sectors that you mentioned. So A good benchmark issuer is Illinois 5/10 of 33 from an individual security standpoint. The levels on that bond really haven't moved that much in terms of how the marketplace views the state of Illinois. So whether it's taxable or tax exempt just depends on the demand. But the demand, I think, comes from it's coming from all facets of the marketplace. The professional investor, the retail investor, definitely is not enjoying the higher rates that they have had for the last 6 months, or specifically right after the election. But there's definitely demand. You can see this demand in the short end of the municipal curve, the IG curve, and the ratios that those percentages are trading at, municipal yields versus their government counterparts. Those ratios are right around 70% in the short end of the curve. Those are towards the high end of those ranges, signifying plenty of demand down there in that part of the curve for those rates.
Well, and to that, I mean, with those rising rates, you would have thought there'd be a better time for muni investors, but maybe not.
So if you look at the flattening yield curve, right, the municipal yield curve is going to mimic the government curve at a certain ratio. But short end, obviously short rates are rising, but the long end is coming down. So look at the spread between your yield curves in both the taxable counterparts and your municipal yield curve, and then kind of match the same. You've had a number of investors buy the long end, and you can make an argument that with short-term rates rising, that is an inflation-fighting mechanism, and that long-term bondholders should like that, and I think the flattening of the yield curve shows that.
There you go. All right, Hardy Mangus, head of municipal dealer sales at MarketAxess. Keep an eye on Illinois. Keep an eye on Puerto Rico for us. Thanks so much. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.